While it may be hard to keep unwanted email out of our inboxes, a lot of us know how to keep unwanted phone calls out of our living rooms. We use caller ID. See a number you don't recognize? You don't answer the phone. Easy enough. But what if you do want to answer the phone? Caller ID presents a different kind of problem. Should you let the caller know you know who it is who's calling? It's an example of how technology can change the way people interact. Daniel McGinn explored this modern-day dilemma in this week's issue of Newsweek magazine. He joins us now from his office in Westboro, Massachusetts. And thanks for joining us on Talk of the Nation.
Hi, Neil.
You talked to a lot of people for the story. So what was the general feeling? Should you let the caller know you know who it is who's calling or not?
Well, there's really a split of opinion on it, and partly it comes down to age. It seems like younger people, and especially people who are heavy cell phone users, with most cell phones now having caller ID, have gotten quite into the habit of looking at the screen, and if I see that Neil's calling me, I'll just pick the phone up and say, "Hi, Neil," and begin the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a lot of traditionalists believe that even if I know who's calling, the best way to answer the phone is with that sort of fake expectant tone of, "Hello?"
It's interesting because the number of cell users is approaching the number of regular telephone users.
Sure, and even on regular home phones now, many people have caller ID, and it's getting into the offices as well.
Now, you wrote about a young man in your office who would change how he would answer the phone depending on whether it was a man or a woman on the other end of the line.
Exactly. He's in his 20s, and, you know, when his friends call and he sees it on caller ID, he just picks up the phone, "Hey, Joe, what's up?" But if it's a woman, he, you know, becomes a lot more hello and much more formal. And I think that, you know, the male-female thing is one. Lots of people for business or for personal calls will do an answer. I mean, if your boss calls, you'll probably answer the phone differently than if you see your wife calling on caller ID.
Well, here's an email we got from Chris. Because of the telemarketing phone calls, something we discussed earlier, I decided to get caller ID, which cost me $5.99 per month. But when someone calls that I know, I just pick up the phone and call them by name. And so that's one approach. Here's another one from this one from Kristen. If I know who it is, I say, "Hello, this is Kristen." If the CID, the caller ID, does not tell me who it is, I just say, "Hello," and wait to let them tell me who they are. That's the only differences I give. And let's see, this one from Chris Bovitz.